Now on Money News, the inside view on property with Jonathan Chancellor.
Yeah, Jonathan Chancellor with me now. Jonathan, the weekend property markets, they were still reasonably strong, notwithstanding the fact there's probably a little less stock around for a long weekend.
A lot less stock, but we're still here, aren't we, Ross?
Well, still here, absolutely. But, I mean, you know, you've got interest rate cuts, you've still got, and perhaps you've got a little curtailing of the international property investor, but that just means that the local investors and the local home buyers seem to be climbing back in.
Yes, that seems to be the theme that's being picked up in the sort of prestige suburbs of Melbourne in particular, that the absence of the Chinese buyers have allowed the locals in. Melbourne's clearance rate on the weekend dipped a little bit, but they tend to be a bit more susceptible to holiday weekends than Sydney. So RP Data had Melbourne at 66%.
But Melbourne will certainly make up for it this weekend, from what I understand.
Both Sydney and Melbourne have big weekends. I think Melbourne's got almost 950 listings this weekend.
Wow.
And Sydney's going to have 650 auction listings. So not quite Super Saturday strength, but a big jump back.
And in this regard, I mean, is there any hint as to where prices are going? I mean, we suspect the prices should be softening, but that just doesn't seem to be the word that's coming out of the major markets.
No, I mean, my view is always that clearance rates are a good indicator of where prices are going, and that is, you know, if Sydney is in the 70s consistently, then it means that prices are probably edging up. I mean, RP Data had, 6% quarterly growth and 3% monthly growth. I don't think we can expect that all the way through, prices are strong.
Here's the other thing also. There are some, you know, mega mansions that quite clearly go for, you know, very significant amounts of money. I mean, and these are hotly contested. I mean, that one that you spoke about in Rose Bay, a beautiful thing, harbourfront in Sydney, prime Sydney and Australian real estate, $14.5 million.
Well, except it's on the mud flats there at Rose Bay, but it did go for 14.875. I was there at the auction. It went for 40 minutes. There were four bidders, and one came in after it was caught on the market at 14.5, but they didn't get it. So it was a well-contested...
But Jonathan, that means there are four people who are prepared to go and bid more than $14 million for that property.
That's right. That's right. And look, what surprised me last week was not necessarily that one, but at Narrambeen, where a beachfront sold for close to $6 million last week, I would have thought people would have been running a mile from the ocean front, but they didn't. It was a very strong sale.
Tell you what, maybe they realised that it had survived the storms of the previous week, so they thought it was all okay. Jonathan Chancellor from propertyobserver.com.au. You're going to have a look at that website. There's plenty of details there on a range of different things. And Jonathan, you have a great week.
You too.